This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The football playoffs squeezed into one small cup.
Setbacks pave the way for comebacks.
Track the playoffs now. This is 7 in Heaven.
Down and dirty, let's go.
You go first.
Oh, I'm going first. It's more difficult than you'd think because the Browns are 13th, so I wanted to go very, very quickly. Right now, if the playoffs started today, you'd be out. All right, here we go. Top to bottom. Number one, Kansas City. Number two, I'm going to put Buffalo.
Ooh.
They're up one. Number three, remember, this is not a power rankings. This is playoffs. Playoffs, who we think is going to make the playoffs and in what ranking they're going to be or what, you know, seed they're going to be. Number three, the Houston Texans. They have had to grind it out. C.J. Stroud's played well, but they're grinding out some football games. Defensively, it's been a little bit of a mix-up. You know, it's odd watching them. Number four, the Baltimore Ravens. Number five,
they're taking on a little bit of water here. I'm still going to say the Los Angeles Chargers.
Really?
Yeah.
First wild card team.
Man, I don't want to put the Jets out there. Already, you're hearing some of the Robert Saleh stuff. Number six. Pittsburgh Steelers. Number seven.
Begrudgingly.
You heard it in my voice. Very begrudgingly. Number seven. It's either between the Denver Broncos, I know, or the Jets. Damn it, I'm picking the Jets. Fine.
Lesser two evils. I was wondering, if the Jets fire Saleh,
yeah,
who in the world are they going to hire as the interim head coach?
Whoever gave the guy ayahuasca.
Like, it's not going to be...
They're going to hire a medicine man from Shangri-La, and that's going to be your head coach.
And the shaman of the NFL.
Yep.
Can't be Nathaniel.
But it won't be the last.
Can't be Nathaniel Hackett.
Is he friends with Aaron Rodgers? Then it's going to be Nathaniel
Hackett.
Oh,
my God. All right, Kenny.
That's what the Jets do. You think we're obsessed with quarterbacks.
Papa Shango is going to be the head coach.
Okay.
How did they ruin...
Well done.
How did they ruin Breece Hall? Like, how did that happen? Like, the backup's already better?
If you make a man a Jet, he will be ruined. There's been one Jet.
But teach a man to Jet.
You can ruin everybody. There's a one man who hasn't been ruined by being a Jet. That's Joe Namath. The rest, left in ruins.
All right, we'll start out. Kansas City Chiefs, number two. So this is where we already have a discrepancy between the two of our seven in heavens. I've got the Ravens. I think the Ravens, their ceiling, I think, is just going to be higher than everybody else. The Bills at number three. I have the Texans fourth. I've just not been impressed at all watching the Texans this year. And I know it's one of the surprises.
I saw them third.
The other team, like, you know, last year we just christened C.J. Stroud because of name, came in and torched our defense, had a great rookie year. Same thing, Jordan Love. And I know he got injured, but man, did he looked bad.
It's different when they take you seriously. It's really different. You ain't sneak up on anybody anymore. And we've had to deal with that a couple of times. Like, you ain't sneaking up on nobody this year.
All right, we get to the wild card, and this was brutal. I went Steelers. I have no faith.
Wow.
I have no faith in ever. I guess you could say that Justin Fields played his best game top to bottom. But, man, they did. TJ Watt was terrible in that game. Their defense.
How dare you say something
but Hayward's,
bad about him?
Not Hayward. Who's injured? And I asked Filippone about the situation
Alex
with
Highsmith, and then they had an offensive lineman just go down like, with either an Achilles or ACL.
And remember,
I forget.
Filippone's like, it's not going to matter. Well, it mattered. It absolutely mattered that they didn't have him.
Well, that's what you get for listening to Pony say anything about any sport, especially football.
I'm going Chargers next as that second wildcard team. And finally, I did the same thing you did. I waffled between the Jets and the Broncos.
I know who you're picking.
No, you don't, because I'm going Jets.
Whoa.
Even though I think they could fire their head coach. Bo Nix has the worst down the field throwing numbers rookie 4 years in the history of the NFL since they started coming up with those stats.
I'm sick and tired. Come on. Get your asses in gear over there. Did you just hear what we're saying here? I got a team that will try to run its way to the playoffs. Pittsburgh, God, they just pull everybody down into the swamp with them. And then you got the Jets, and again, you just mentioned, like, we all just made, Owen just said Papa Shango is going to be their head coach by the end of the year, guys. Get your heads out of your ass and get going. I know it's your off day. Should I say that to Rodney when he walks in?
Yes,
Rodney, get
absolutely.
Your head out of your ass and get going.
Please let him know.
Now, that's another team's phrase that we're going to be talking about at 720. That is seven in heaven. Outstandingly done. Nick Wilson had himself an identity crisis for Kevin Stefanski yesterday.
I don't know what Kevin's coaching identity is. Was it the Gary Kubiak offense? Is that what it was?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a system that's not an identity. My favorite Kevin Stefanski is aggressive Kevin Stefanski. And then in a moment where I think we all can understand the importance of that opportunity early in that situation to get points on the board, I would have thought that's where he showed up. You could have taken the 13-10 lead into halftime. Worst case scenario, you're giving that team the ball back at the 40. And I think of all the mistakes Kevin made yesterday, I think that's the most glaring one. The number one thing a player has to be able to know is, who are you as a coach? And I don't think the Browns know what to fall back on. I don't think they know who to fall back on. And I don't think anyone knows when the you-know-what hits the fan, who's going to stand up and say, we got to do better. Because through 4 weeks, it hadn't happened. I mean, we got the backup quarterback giving up the pregame speeches. We got the backup quarterback playing peacemaker between the starting quarterback and the right tackle. Where are the Browns' leaders? Because Kevin's supposed to be one, and then he makes decisions like he did yesterday, which sure seems like he's coaching scared.
Nick Wilson, afternoon drive, talking to, was he with Peterlin at
Peterlin
that time?
Joined
okay,
the,
Peterlin
yeah.
to join it. Yeah, I see what Nick is saying. I don't even disagree with Nick. However, I want to examine it a little bit further and say, does he know who he's coaching yet? I mean, he definitely coached scary. I'm not defending what happened at the end of the first half. You guys are right about what happened at the end of the first half.
Honestly, I went back and we were not hard enough on Stefanski yesterday.
Then let him have it. Get your paddle out and spank him. Let's go.
It just made no sense. And the more that I've tried to think about it, it just makes zero sense, given that the weather was not an element there. Thinking that you're just pinning them back was the big victory there. It wasn't. The big victory would have been getting 3 points to try to help your sputtering offense. I mean, I can't understand that.
Because he was scared. Because he doesn't trust anybody right now. I think he's lost trust. That play there tells me, like last year, he did a lot of things, the fourth downs, going for the gusto. He trusted his defense. I think right now he questions his defense. I think he questions, and by that case, he has to question Jim Schwartz. It's not an excuse. I think he should have went for the three. I agree with you. Should have went for the three. But he was afraid that if he gives the Raiders the ball at the 40, what's the worst thing that could happen? Well, they could get themselves a big play, get a field goal, or, God, if they score a touchdown and they're getting the ball back after the half, he knows this team comes out flat at halftime. They usually do. And nine times out of ten, they make him a smart guy. They come out sleepy at halftime. And, good God, I mean, you go from 10-0 to 24-0. Heaven forbid. So he was afraid. That's just an explanation. It's not an excuse. I would like to go for the three. What's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to lose? Well, hell, you can lose anyway. Because I just told you, like, he knows. Like, I didn't break any new ground to him talking about the scripted plays and what the defense sees. He knows the defense is seeing that. So now he has to play a game of how do I make up for the deficiencies that my offense has? And if your defense is going to be deficient, that's another thing that you have a problem with.
Like, it has to be something else on that football team. If you were here last year for that Joe Flacco run and to see how Kevin Stefanski called a game with Joe Flacco, who 39 years old at the time of that run, and now you're watching how he's calling the game with the guy you paid all the money to and the guy that is supposed to be the franchise, like, that has to be jarring for guys on the team. Like, I'm not trying to overthink it here. Just imagine what it was like in that locker room. In that amazing, magical month, and those same guys now are in the locker room now, and they're 1-3, and they're punting to try to pin teams back instead of taking points at the end of the half. Like, that has to be amazing.
It is. I think it's something that is mind-blowing to them. I think they're looking back for something that isn't there, and I don't want to say it's just because Joe Flacco isn't there, but I don't think they have the same type of chutzpah that they've had in the past. And it goes right with Nick. Again, I love disagreeing with Nick. I love poking holes in any argument that he has. But again, I got Jameis Winston giving the hype-up speeches before the game. I got Jameis Winston being the guy who they mic up. Who's the leader? I mean, you put a C on his chest and you give him a game ball, but everything else, I mean, what's real, what's not? And I defended him the way he played on Sunday. I said, and I had plenty of people hammering me for what I said yesterday about his play. I said, guys, it's not the entire season. He's been pretty trashy the entire season. Yesterday was good. And by the way, if he continues to turn in performances like that yesterday and they lose those games, it's going to be a different conversation about who stays and who goes. Because before it was basically 100%. He continues to play like that. Kevin ain't going anywhere. Andrew Berry ain't going anywhere. No. He plays like that like he did on Sunday. There's a different conversation to be had. 216-474-0092. Like, that's the way I think a lot of people have to look at this. Like, I think there's a lot of people that don't like him, and they want him to, if they're going to lose, they don't want the team to lose. If the team's going to lose, they want him to fail so they get rid of him sooner. But if he plays like that, I'm just telling you, the dollars and cents say he stays, the other half goes. And I think the players will go whichever way the wind is blowing. And that does not create leadership. If we're talking about guys going in whatever direction they can to stay on the ship, that is not something that leads. That's going to be a big problem. If we're already thinking about our futures here personally and we're not steering in a direction towards the playoffs, that's going to create even more problems, and it's going to be December and Brie all over again. And instead of Santa Claus, it's Zach Jackson who comes down the chimney.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.